So who and what I really am is what if and why not today? Not to beat myself up to say that I'm directionless. I don't know how to guide my emotions. I'm not very insightful. To think I'm not intuitive. If I was intuitive, I'd know long before I became an alcoholic that I had a problem. Matter of fact, to not looking at the alcohol and the drug problem, I lost my intuition. There's an inner voice inside each and every one of us. It's the voice of God or universal consciousness or whatever it is you want to call it. That voice is the difference between right and wrong. We as a collective group have snuffed it out so bad that we lost the ability to differentiate between right and wrong. That's who I am. By recognizing that, I can start to become and find out how to live according to what I've always wanted to live by. But I first must just dismantle everything that I am so that I don't ever go back there. It makes a lot of sense. If I don't dismantle it, if you don't expose it, if you don't find out who and what you really are, not now, in reference to the character that you brought here, in reference to the character in alcoholism, in reference to the character that is driven so strongly by its ego that it'll cut off its nose despite its face, in reference to the character that's so trapped by the bondage of self that it's an authority for every situation when it knows nothing, that kind of exposure, if I don't find out who and what I really am in regards to that, then I can never become who I want to be, who I've always wanted to be. So it's really kind of good news and bad news in that context, but it's only through finding out who and what I really am that I'll ever be able to become who I want to be. So it's nothing to be afraid of, because we're talking about the worst part of you. Let's really look at it. Let's really see it. We're not talking about the good part of you. Everybody, even the worst of us, have a little goodness, and it talks about that in step 12.